Auckland Council has received a record-breaking number of submissions for its long-term plan, with 28,000 responses. Feedback was divided across the board, but transport and water were identified as being of highest priority for Do More investment. Earlier, I spoke to the Council's Chief Executive, Phil Wilson, who told me they received feedback from a broad cross-section of Aucklanders.
We've got good coverage in terms of, you know, the wider geography of Auckland, but also, you know, age, gender and so forth. So a really good cross-section.
And what were the main issues you got feedback on?
Well, if I divide it into two things, really, we asked at a high level, in terms of the trade-off between services and costs, should we be doing less, should we be doing more, or have we got it generally about right in terms of the proposal that was in the long-term plan? So that was one aspect. The other was that we tested a number of quite particular propositions, the creation of a future fund, where indeed we should be spending more or less money on outcomes for Auckland.
And what were the kind of breakdowns that you saw? How many wanted to do less or how many wanted to do more?
Sure. Well, possibly unsurprisingly, there's a, you know, it's not clear one way or the other. 37% supported us doing less and therefore costing less. 37% do a bit less. 34% supported the proposition, and 20% actually wanted us to do more and had a preparedness to pay more. You know, quite a mixed result there.
And what were people's feelings around leasing the port?
Yeah, again, quite divided. I should start by saying that there was quite strong support. 43% of people were in favour of creation of a future fund. The reason I mention that is that the port transaction, the lease, and the sale of the remainder of the airport shareholding, they were the tools to generate the capital that would create the future fund. So there was strong support for the future fund, but people were a bit more mixed in terms of the lease of the port. 38% of individuals were in favour of the port lease proposition. However, 42% preferred to carry on in the current approach with council as the shareholder.
So you've received lots of feedback. What happens to all that feedback now?
Well, we've debriefed on it at a high level with elected members earlier this week. It gets taken into account as our elected members go into the process of debating and deciding the long-term plan. So a lot of focus on that feedback over the next couple of weeks, and the governing body will be meeting on the 16th of May, essentially to take account of it and make some decisions.
That was Auckland Council's Chief Executive Phil Wilson there.